Thanks for joining us today. It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Hourly salaries of Michigan's lowest paid workers will go up on September 1st. That's on the heels of a measure signed into law last evening by Governor Rick Snyder. Whether to raise the state's minimum wage has been one of the most debated issues so far in 2014, and our next guest has been closely involved to discuss that and other matters, including his comprehensive road funding measure. We welcome Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville to Current State. Thanks for joining us, Senator.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
So the Senate version of a minimum wage hike prevailed after some back and forth yesterday. Are you more satisfied, more dissatisfied? What?
Well, more satisfied. I think that, you know, we have a bicameral government here in Michigan because representatives from the House as well as from the Senate have things to contribute. And I think the biggest thing that we got back from the House yesterday was the five-year rolling average on the indexing, CPI indexing, because, you know, the spikes that businesses might have to undergo will be smoothed out this way, and it'll be easier planning and less ups and downs. So I think that was a valuable piece of the overall package.
What is your understanding of the future of the Raise Michigan ballot proposal here right now? Supporters told us they still want the 10-10 an hour proposal before voters in November. Are you preparing for that or not?
Well, you know, there's nothing much to prepare for. What we did yesterday was repeal the existing law on minimum wage, the existing minimum wage statute, and replaced it with another one. So their ballot initiative really doesn't address a piece of law anymore that's valid.
There's nothing they could do through the courts, though?
Well, it's possible they could, but here's the problem. That language that they had was sloppy. It was really not very well thought out or explained to people that signed those petitions. You had a lot of out-of-state money coming into Michigan and then paid volunteers. These aren't even people that necessarily believe in what they were circulating. They couldn't explain the language going around getting signatures. And if you just ask a simple question, do you think our lowest paid workers should get paid more? Certainly a vast majority of the people say, yeah, I think they should. But they didn't take into account the tourism industry. They didn't take into account tip wages that waiters and waitresses get. They didn't take into consideration what happens if the economy goes bad. So it was really poorly written and poorly explained to the voters. So when we saw that the potential was there for that kind of legislation to go into play, we, who were elected by a democratic process, not paid by out-of-state people, took the issue on, negotiated with the Democrats on both sides, got a majority of votes from Democrats and Republicans. And I think what you saw is what people have been clamoring for all around the state and around the country. Why don't you stop the political stuff and sit down and work things out together? And that's what you saw, is a bipartisan package that addressed the minimum wage issue and also way into the future by indexing it. Let me explain that. The last time the minimum wage was addressed was some 7-8 years ago. And the reason that it needed to be addressed and that so many people were supportive of the ballot initiative is because it had been neglected for that number of years. So what we did is, instead of just putting it down for a certain period of time and then having it stay the same forever, we took the Consumer Price Index for the Midwest region and said, in the future, we will increase the minimum wage to keep up with the cost of living in this area. So I think we've more responsibly addressed this than what the ballot initiative did.
Do you expect more Democratic support for your road funding proposal as a result of this minimum wage law?
No, I think that both are being treated separately. And we've got a pretty good... I think we finished this issue completely now. It's signed into law, and I hope we can move forward.
Representative Grimal commented yesterday to MERS that he thought this opens the door for more conversations regarding road funding.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think what happened is you saw that Republicans and Democrats can work together better than what we have in the past, and this being such a great example of that now we have another example of where we may need to do that. And so we've had those conversations going back over a year actually, and now I think we're ready to go with a proposal that that addresses these the roads that we have in Michigan.
Indeed, you last week it appears you went where very few people were willing to go with a measure that a lot of people described as bold. It aims at raising $1.5 to $1.6 billion a year to repair and maintain Michigan roads. Talk to us, please, about the response to your proposal so far and what you're hearing.
Well, these roads have been neglected for 17 years, and it's partly because of the same thing I talked about with minimum wage. There was no indexing for the cost of materials and the cost of building roads. So 19 cents a gallon in 1997 is considerably different what it can buy in 2014. So we're going to try and fix a problem that's pretty close to two decades old.
What has Speaker Bolger said to you about this? What's his response been?
He's willing to be open-minded and put a vote up in front of both caucuses. I think you're going to find bipartisan support. You know, I'm term limited now, so I don't have to go back and run for an office. But I will tell you what, if I was, I would not want to go back and tell my people after this winter that I did nothing to fix the roads. And I would not tell them that I put more Band-Aids on the roads. I think they're tired of that.
We have
to fix the structural problem, and there is a structural problem in Michigan.
Again, we're talking with Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville here on WKAR's Current State. It was reported that the road funding measure could be opened up to debate this week. Where is it right now? Were you sidetracked by the minimum wage too much to get to this, or have you started talking about it?
No, not at all. I think what you mentioned before, we wanted to show the Democrats and the House members that we could work together to get a big issue done like minimum wage, and let's tackle them, you know, one piece at a time. I introduced the substitutes last week, and we will have a formal caucus this morning where I'll talk to the 25 other Republicans in the Senate about where they are on it.
This would apparently mean another 25 cents or so to the price of a gallon of gas. Some cynics have responded this means a whole lot more people driving to Ohio and Indiana to buy their gas. What's your response to that?
My response is this could be a two-step process. I mentioned that there is a structural problem. Most people don't know that at the pump, when you fill up your tank with gasoline, there is a sales tax on that gasoline. That sales tax does not go to the roads. It's 6%. So on a $3 gallon of gasoline, you're talking about 18 cents just there alone. The gas tax is 19 cents. So the total amount that you'd be paying in that case for Michigan taxes is 37 cents. And half of that goes to the roads, the other half doesn't. That's the structural problem I talked about.
We're one of only four states, apparently, where that greater percentage of the sales tax on gasoline doesn't go to roads.
Exactly, and that's the structural problem that we'll have to get to. But we won't be able to do that without amending the Constitution, because sales tax today, constitutionally, the money goes, most of it goes to schools, the rest of it goes to local governments and the general fund. So we can't just change that here without a two-thirds vote plus a vote of the people. So what we're doing here is saying we were planning to extend over a four-year period of time an increase in gasoline taxes at the pump. During that time, I hope the legislature addresses that problem, what I call a structural problem of charging that much sales tax on gasoline that doesn't go to the roads. Now, your taxes will not go up 24, 40, whatever cents there that people are reporting. This doesn't go into effect until next year. But what it will allow is for people to, the road companies and the Michigan Department of Transportation, to bond against those future dollars and get started on road projects. And on a $3 a gallon of gasoline on January 1st next year, the gas tax would go up 6 cents, not 40.
I definitely have to ask you in the time remaining about the EAA. You commented over a month ago that it's time to fish or cut bait on the Education Achievement Authority expansion here in Michigan. Has the Senate moved on, or is this proposal still being debated?
It's still being debated. I'm not going to go home for the summer until we get one more shot at it. I am within a vote or two of having it passed, And we're talking about the 50 worst performing school buildings in the state of Michigan, where not a single student, not one student, is proficient at math. We're only talking about those that are failing at the worst level. And if we don't do something, I think we're not living up to the responsibilities we've been given.
Republican Senator Randy Richardville is the Senate Majority Leader here in the state of Michigan. Many thanks, Senator.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me this morning.